Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sarwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ainsworth Assistant Fire Chief Jason Longbein about fireworks safety. It seems like every year there's a story about someone losing a hand or having a hand mangled or something like that around 4th of July. So what can people do to stay safe while using fireworks?
The biggest thing is safety, and a lot of times alcohol is involved with fireworks, so that could be an issue as well. But just thinking safely, reading the directions, knowing what you're supposed to do, and actually any fireworks above a sparkler you really shouldn't hold in your hand. They should be shot off the ground. In Iowa, none of them should be shot because technically in Iowa, the only legal things you can have are sparklers, snakes, and caps. Which caps are like what you put in the toy pistols to make the noise. Those are technically the only legal things you can have. The stuff other than that is where a lot of the injuries occur too.
Obviously, we don't want to encourage people buying illegal fireworks, but should someone end up with some, what would you recommend for people to stay safe if they choose to use these?
The biggest thing they say with regular fireworks is let the professionals do it, which are certification processes you can go through to become a shooter. On top of that, it's a lot of common sense stuff. Like I said, never hold anything. Look at your surroundings. A lot of fires, actually a majority of the fires that occur from firework incidents are not structures, but they are like grass or rubbish or stuff around. And that is especially true when it's dry. And, you know, lately around here, it has been quite dry. So that's another issue as far as safety. And also have a water source of some kind close by when you're shooting. So if something does occur or you have a place to put out lit or part lit things.
As a fire responder, have you seen many fireworks accidents yourself?
Not locally. I haven't responded. I'm not around all of the time, so I couldn't speak in general for the county. But I have not, in my career, which has only been about the last 10 years, been to many fireworks incidents, no.
So you mentioned the professional fireworks display, the people who run them. Do you ever find accidents involving those people?
I know there's safety equipment procedures that they go through, but you do see in the news, nationwide and worldwide, there's always incidents that occur. I mean, you're lighting an explosive and it's going off, so it's inherently going to be dangerous at some point, but you don't hear that a lot, but it does occur.
What are some safety tips for the legal fireworks that you mentioned?
One thing around here which is legal is sparklers, and you know, as kids we've all done it and our kids enjoy doing it. Just a couple safety tips, because sparklers are a lot of the ER calls that we get over the 4th of July. Some things to think about when you give your kids sparklers is obviously don't leave them unattended. And at the same time, if there's a group of them, spread them out so they're not hitting each other with them, causing an injury to another person. And like I said before, have a bucket of water to discard those in. A sparkler can actually, when it's burning, is about 1,200 degrees. So even one that just got put out, you throw it on the ground and some kid with no shoes on steps on it, you have an injury. So just things like that to think about. Tot, put it out in a safe area, and monitor your kids.
So other than what you mentioned, there's nothing that's legal in Iowa for as far as fireworks?
Nope. The three things we spoke, the sparklers, the snakes, which are the deals you put on the ground, and the caps are the only three things that are legal in Iowa. And actually, there is one a new thing that's coming out are the sky lanterns, or sometimes called Chinese lanterns, that people can light and they float. Technically, those are not legal in Iowa unless they're tethered, which means you have a way to keep it from going into the trees or going into a house. So tethered Chinese lanterns are also legal.
Do you have any safety tips for those?
Don't let them go without being tethered. I know locally in Southeast Iowa, in the past couple of weeks, there has been incidents of these being let loose. They get into trees. Stuff's drying out, so now the tree's on fire, and you know, a little fun at night turns into kind of an incident. So don't let them go without knowing where they're going.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jason Longbein. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sarwinski with KCII News.